Monday's experts. They always know what's best.
When Monday comes around, everyone's an expert in my town. Monday's experts.
It's actually been a lot of fun finding out what you are an expert in. You can always let me know if you have any sort of expertise. You can email me at adelaidemornings@abc.net.au. Of course, David will be in the seat this time next week. I'm not sure if he'll continue doing Monday's Experts or if I'll do it in breakfast. It's all up in the air over the next few days. But we've heard people talk about Fabergé eggs. We've had people who are expert in court drawing. We've had people who are expert in bull riding, whatever it might be. It's been wonderful to explore your life. And we're going to continue to do that with someone who's an expert in exploring others' lives, I guess. It's a good morning to Bryony Barton, who is a couples counsellor. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Ali.
Why? How did you get into couples counselling?
I'm a social worker by profession, and I have been for about 30 years. A social worker because back when I did an arts degree about 30 years ago, there were three things you could do after an arts degree. One was accountancy. That was definitely not me. The other was a teacher. And at that stage, you had to go out into the country for a long period of time. I didn't think that was going to suit me, even though I'm originally from the country. And the third was social work. And while I wasn't wildly attracted to it in the first instance, I've ended up really loving it. And I've always wanted to work with couples and families.
So why though? Why did you really want to work with couples and work with two people as opposed to having someone come and talk to you by themselves?
I think that if you get a family perspective when you're working with any particular problem, you get better results. The research shows that. And that it's just a really interesting sort of work. I started training in family therapy in the 1990s because one of the most well-known relationship counsellors or family therapists in the world was a gentleman by the name of Michael White, the late, great Michael White. And I studied family therapy with him and that because he was a very inspiring man.
That's what got you in.
That's what got me in, yes.
So it would be interesting. Do you feel voyeuristic at all sitting, I guess, there and finding out the deepest, darkest feelings and struggles of a couple at all? Do you sometimes feel that, you know, I guess the privilege is there that you've been trusted?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel very privileged to do the work that I do. I feel that we're all in this together, really.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage, relationships, be they heterosexual, same sex, are all difficult. Some easier than others, but I like to think that the people that I'm working with don't see me really as superior to them, but just another human being that's in the same soup as them, trying their best at relationships.
What are some of the common themes you hear and see running through couples counselling?
I think that the thing that is really apparent is that most people feel that they don't have good communication. Generally, most people can communicate quite well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just around matters to do with conflict, I think, that people struggle. We generally feel as though we're being attacked when someone brings up something, often the woman. Men tend to go into fight and flight. There's something called stonewalling, which is just putting up a stone wall between you and your partner. And 85% of stonewalling is done by men who feel attacked when their partner might reasonably be asking for, there to be some change.
Yep. For them.
Yeah.
What about sex? How often is that an issue between a couple?
I think that any relationship that's ailing or has problems, that transfers to the bedroom. That may bewilder some men, but women tend to be particularly, and, you know, I don't like to be too sexist. I know that some men are like that as well. But if things aren't going well outside the bedroom, then people don't feel inclined to be really intimate with other people
inside
after
the bedroom.
Hours. Yes. So yep. If you haven't had the dishes done, if you haven't had a whole lot of things done that you'd asked, then you don't feel inclined to really, you don't feel
connect.
Loving. You don't feel as though you want to be close with that person.
Okay. Are there couples that you have been counselling that you've actually thought, well, no, you two might be better off apart? And then do you work them through that as well?
I'm a human being, so I guess every now and then I'd see couples and have the thought that you might be better off. But really it's not about what I think is better for people. It's what they think is better for themselves. So I would never say to a couple, I think you'd be better off. Because while I might look at a relationship, or you and I might look at a relationship and decide, oh, my God, I couldn't bear to be living a life like that. It's what those two people feel is a fair thing. And therefore, if they think it's a fair thing, then I work with them to achieve those goals. A lot of people don't come to couple counselling because they're worried that a couple counselor will be like a referee sort of look from one to the other as though they're watching a tennis match and then declare one the winner.
What, you mean you don't hand out a trophy at the end?
No, we don't.
You know, couple's best husband or best wife?
People certainly are looking for that. I had a woman say to me last week when I was describing that phenomenon, she said, oh, my husband said to me before we came here, you're going to find out when we go and see this woman what you've been doing wrong. And I said, it's not really like that. What we do is we look at the evidence and tell people what works. So it's not my intuition, what I feel is right. A book that I've read that I've picked up in the local Dimmicks, and I think it's great. Yeah. And so, it's the gospel according to me or some author. Most of the work that I do has been scientifically tested.
Well, what do you mean by that, scientifically tested? I wouldn't understand that there would be much science research into this area.
So there is a group that works out of the University of Washington in Seattle, Doctors John and Julie Gottman, who have for 30, 40 years tested people, their physiological responses, the ways that they talk to each other. They put them in rooms with one-way mirrors and they observe them through those mirrors and they give them tasks to do. And they also wire them up to monitors to see how distressed they become. And they advertise for two sorts of people, one being the masters of relationships, the others they call the disasters of relationships. So they look at what works in a relationship.
Yeah. And is this all peer-reviewed research? I must admit I haven't heard of them. But
It is peer-reviewed.
Yeah, so it's all...
In fact, the Gottmans go all the way around the world.
Right.
They've been to Adelaide on one occasion and filled out the festival theatre quite easily with a whole lot of keen Adelaide couple counsellors wanting to get what's evidence-based as opposed to intuition and...
Or listening and then, facilitating, I guess.
Yeah.
But this for you, must be a bit of a counselling and facilitation based on this study that you...
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
So they've looked at thousands and thousands of couples over 30 years. They gave them things to discuss that they'd been in conflict for some time and they looked at what worked. And so they've written a number of and developed a number of models on what works in relationships. They talk about something called the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, which gruesomely enough is death to marriage.
Right.
So if you engage in contempt, which is having an air of superiority over the other person, then that's not going to work. If you engage in criticism, which is not necessarily its dictionary definition, but is... I think that you are a lazy sod. So calling people names when you're not happy with the behaviour as opposed to naming the behaviour.
So
if my husband doesn't put out the rubbish, I have two choices. One is to say, I need you to put out the rubbish. The other is to say, you so-and-so, how many times do I have to tell you you're really lazy? Labelling. People don't respond well to being told of their flaws, although we often think that people are going to really be grateful for that, and change their behaviour.
Okay, so there's contempt, criticism. What are the other two?
Defensiveness, okay. which is getting locked in a pattern of attack, defend.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I didn't. Yes, I did. No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
And the antidote to that, because there's antidotes to all these things that you don't do, we just don't tell people don't do it. We give them other ways of behaving, is to take just a tiny little bit of responsibility for what the other person is suggesting, or look for the tiny little bit of truth in what the other person is saying.
And acknowledge that.
And so that opens it up for people to feel validated.
Okay, and then the fourth, the final one?
The fourth is stone warning.
Shutting down.
Shutting down.
Yeah.
And thinking that that's going to work, that when someone brings up a complaint and you ignore it or sulk or go away or go, as you're watching the television or reading your phone, that that is going to make the other person feel appreciated. Mm. It doesn't.
Would it be very hard for anyone having any sort of relationship with you to have an argument, Bryony Barton?
To have an argument?
With you, given that you're a couples counsellor.
Oh, I think my husband manages to quite successfully. My children do. They're quite dismissive of some of my views.
Well, it's been interesting getting them from you as our Mondays expert, Bryony Barton. Thank you very much. If you want to find out more about how couple counselling might be able to help you, you can find out more information at therapyservices.com.au. Great. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Ali.
ABC Radio Adelaide, 891 AM, digital radio, and the ABC Radio app.